We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello again, and welcome to the show which has been described as funnier than Julius Caesar's Gallic Wars Book 1. Not necessarily funnier than Book 2. We have, as usual, two teams. On my left, Barry Crower and Graham Garden. On my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton. Well, as in most panel games, I ask them to do fatuous things, and they then do them. So we start now with the first round, which is called Double Feature. This round takes as its starting point the poverty of the international film industry. For economic reasons, new films will have to be remakes of pairs of old films, and I want you to hear the resulting titles, and I shall award points for anything that approaches humour. We're going to start with Graham Garden.
I just heard they're going to make a remake starring Minnie Mouse of Cabaret and Taxi Driver. I'm going to call it Mini Cab Driver.
So it's a start, isn't it?
Oh, bless you.
What a trooper.
It's nothing.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I like fiction. Go on.
The film industry are plundering the stage, the West End, in fact, and they're now doing a film, have taken Otherwise Engaged and The Bed Before Yesterday and No Sex Please We're British, and it's to be called No More Sex Please We're Otherwise Engaged and The Bed Before Yesterday.
Barry, let's have yours.
I've got a four-hander, Humph. I have combined Butterfield 8 with MASH and The Battleship Potemkin and The Desperados, and I've got buttered mashed potato.
Willie Rushton.
I've got One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, King Kong, and Murder at the Vicarage. They just called it What the Hell Was That in a Dog Collar? Stars a bionic lassie and Lord Goodman.
I give it 3 weeks.
Thank you.
Well, interpreting these hieroglyphics that I've written down here, it seems that Tim and Willie have 5 and Graham and Barry have 9. Don't ask me why. This is the point where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the program so that I can give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the footballer's ball. So start thinking, teams, the footballer's ball. Well, this is the point at which we're all overcome with the feeling that we've been here before. So this is a round in which each team will give the other one a topic for a blues, which they must then improvise, accompanied by Colin Sell at the piano. And Graham and Barry, will you give a blues for Tim and Willie?
Yes, we'll give them the blues, the Queen's Jubilee Blues. Queen's Jubilee Blues.
Can't be funny about the Queen's Jubilee Ball.
Well, I woke up this morning. Thank you so much. Thinking about the Jubilee. Not the tune, but the Jubilee.
Trying to remember.
Yeah.
Was it 1952? Or was it 1953?
Anyway, you better make the most of it, Queenie.
Queenie, baby! Costume will be singing, God Save Our Gracious Sheikh of Araby.
I've had to deduct 2 points there for Lays Majesty. Tim and Willie, will you give Graham? Will you give Graham and Barry a team, please?
Yes, you don't have to. Topical one. Cold in the nose blues.
Oh. I get my vitamin C going.
this morning. With a terrible cold, you bet. You bet, you bet, you bet, you bet, you bet.
I went to my doctor, and you'll note I purposely didn't go to see my vet. Never again.
He said drink a large whiskey after a hot bath.
Baby, I ain't drunk this hot bath yet.
Very good, and in that round, believe it or not, the scores have been reversed. It's now Tim and Willie who have 9 and Graham and Barry who've got 5. Now we have a new game, so I'm going to have to concentrate. In this round, one team has to announce a piece of good news and the others have to provide the accompanying bad news. We then go back to the first team who have to see the good side and then over to the other team who look at the bad side, then back to the other side who look at the good side and then over and so on until we die of apathy. Tim and Willie, we'll start with you. The good news first.
Here is the good news. The pound is now worth $2.60.
And here's the bad news. The dollar is only worth 3 cents.
Good news. 3 cents is worth 3 Mongolian yaks.
Hello, everyone. The bad news is the Mongolian yak has just been taken to the vet to be devalued.
Here, I think, is the good news. Yes, the vet was James Herriot, and he's written a book about it.
Great!
And the bad news is the book costs $2.60.
Barry and Graham, will you start the next round with the good news first?
The good news, rail fares are going down.
Bad news, just gone up again.
Tim or Willie, can you start another one with the good news?
The good news is my picture is in the paper today. You probably don't read the same paper.
The bad news is in the Sun.
The good news of that is it's on page 3 of the Sun.
Bad news is he's got his back to the camera.
The good news is you should see page 4. I can dream. Yeah.
Right, I buzz me buzzer to finish that one. Barry and Graham, we can start one more round with good news.
Right, the good news is we're all giving a dinner party tonight.
Bad news is Rod Stewart's coming.
The good news is he just rung up to say he can't make it.
The bad news, though, is he's coming on later and staying for the weekend.
The good news being that he said he's not bringing Britt Eckley.
The bad news is that he is bringing Keith Moon.
The good news is we're over-insured.
The bad news is, I think I just heard the doorbell.
Who buzzed my buzzer?
I did.
You lose marks for buzzing the buzzer.
Oh, I didn't.
They did.
The teams, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of that round. And the reason that I asked for that unsolicited applause is that they've both drawn level. They both have 9. We have a familiar round now, which is sound charades. One team has to make noises, and the other team has to guess what they mean. And you in the audience here in the studio are let into the secret, and you can help by applauding when they're getting warmer and by blowing filthy raspberries when they're not getting warmer. It says you're doing the other thing, but let's be open about it. And those of you at home will be informed by a mystery voice, which will remain a mystery till the end of the programme and for quite a long time after it, as to what the charade they're doing. Graham and Barry, you're going to perform the first one. And is yours, we have to tell the other team, is yours a book, a play, a film, or a what?
A what? No, it's a film.
Film.
A film. The mystery voice at home will tell you what it is, and our audience is being shown on a board.
Return of a man called Horse. Return of a man called Horse.
I'll now tell you, the audience here has been informed of the title, and the mystery voice has told you at home, and Graham and Barry, are you ready to perform your show?
Yeah,
how
more
many
than
syllables?
Ready. We've gone past it.
Will you tell them how many syllables?
It is...
Oh, how many syllables?
It's a film made up of six words, one of which is the indefinite article.
Excellent.
The indefinite article. And the other five aren't.
Are you ready?
Sorry.
Yes.
I'm ready. Right.
You're doing the whole thing, sorry.
Oh, shut up.
Is that part of it, Barry?
We're doing the whole thing. We're doing the whole thing. This is a knock at the door. That was the door opening.
Return of a man called Horse.
Brilliant. I hadn't even done my bit.
I may say that I'm awarding marks now, not only as to whether the other side guesses correctly, but the time in which they take to guess it.
Oh, that's a new rule.
Tim took rather a long time on that one. So.
That's a very good rule.
He only gets three. Tim and Willie, you're going to perform a charade now. Can you tell us, first of all, whether it's a book, a film, or what?
It's a... It's a play.
It's a play. Listeners at home, the mystery voice will tell you what it is.
A bedful of foreigners. A bedful of foreigners.
Right. Everyone in the audience here knows what it is, so...
How many
Tim
words?
And Willie, how many words?
Four words.
What are they?
Never leaves you.
Okay, Tim.
We're going to do the whole thing together, Hump, if that's all right with you.
Sooner the better.
All at once, and it was some jollification.
Okay. Here we go.
Yes.
Oh.
Give us a bit of the blanket, you bastard.
Oh. Of that is full allora.
And I'm back. Oh, thanks. Oh. The pillow.
Oh, do be il fotte.
Oh. And a wop as well.
Carry on.
That's
after that, Barry and Graham will now try and guess what that...
Or Graham, as they're sometimes known. He's got it.
All right, it's a tricky one, this. From what you're saying, it sounds to me as if Terry Scott and June Whitfield are in the cast.
My impersonation.
It's not the way we were saying
gave it away.
It's the way you tell them, yeah. It's a bed full of foreigners.
Oh!
Now we hurry on to another charade in which Graham and Barry will perform. First of all, I better find out if it's a play or a book or a film or a what.
It's a film.
It's a film, I think, adapted from a book, to be fair.
Yeah.
A film adapted from a book.
Yeah.
Mystery voice, tell them at home.
Dog Day Afternoon. Dog Day Afternoon.
The audience in the studio knows what it is. Do you want any more information, Tim and Willie?
It's three words, is it? Now you're doing it all at once.
We're going to do the three words in order.
One after the other.
You ready? Well, here it comes, folks.
24 hours.
P.M.
I didn't hear the last bit, did you?
Yet another return of a man called Horse.
Roof, 24 hours, and we didn't hear the last bit.
P.M.
Bark dog day afternoon. Yeah. Dog day afternoon.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Old bleachy head
Very
strikes
good.
Again.
Just wait while I reset the stopwatch. Now, Tim and Willie, you have a final charade. And this is a what? Film, play, what?
It's a film.
A film. Audience,
two words.
Mystery voice will tell you at home what it is.
High Society. High Society.
It's a film, two words. And we'd like to do the two together.
Carry on.
Oh.
All right.
You know your own business best.
Okay, here we go.
I say, Duchess, would you like some more marijuana on your wristband?
Yeah. Chill out. I'd like a little cocaine shredded on it. Yes. I'm going to Ascot for the grass, you know. Hello, baby. Oh. Oh, yes, man. Oh.
I think you can stop now.
Can I stop?
Yes. I was there when it happened, but I don't know what it's called.
Oh, gracious. I think it's High Society.
Oh. Yes.
Very good. And at the end of that round, Graham and Barry have slipped back to five. We go on to the next round, which is a new one, and it's called Guess the Weight of the Chairman. In this round, the two teams are allowed to confer, and they have to come up with their approximation of the chairman's weight. And all I can say is, watch it. Marks are going to be awarded in this one, incidentally, for accuracy or tact. We're going to start with Graham and Barry.
Well, Barry, you write down yours secretly.
Yes. My first reaction is, of course, you weigh a little ton. But my second reaction is to withdraw from that. I remember you with a beard, Humph, so I've got to allow for that.
Will you take his trumpet into account?
22 kilowatts, which being converted... I'm doing old money now, you understand. A straight...
I've got down 13.2, yeah.
Oh, you've got 13.2?
Yes. Kilogram.
I'll be tactful and I'll crawl to him. 12.13 in old money.
12.13. I say 13.2, you say 12.13. So it's a grand total of 25.15.
This is augmented, you understand.
So that's your considered opinion. Right, we'll go over to the other team now, Tim and Willie.
Humphrey, this is a bit personal, and if the listeners have put their fingers over their ears for a second, do we count the leg?
Give or take a leg.
You obviously lost a lot of weight. If people at home could only see this slim young man here. I would say about... what?
I don't know.
With trumpet? No.
And mute.
11 stone 4. Not a penny more.
Willie.
What a wonderful figure, isn't he?
Wonderful, I think. It's proportion.
What was Charles Atlas after being a 7 stone weakling? About 11...
6 stone weakling.
Yes. About 11.2, I think.
11.2, a pretty good victory.
Well, we've got two 11.2s, and that's near enough. We go on now to... a new round, which is extraordinarily like an old round we used to play. The old round was called Censored Songs, and the new one is called New Censored Songs. The only difference from the old round is that now, instead of censoring one song, our panellists will work on a medley from a well-known musical. And you'll get the hang of it as it goes along. I shouldn't be surprised. We start with you, Barry and Graham, and your musical is The King and I. Colin Sell will provide the accompaniment, of course.
I have dreamed that you're lovely. I have dreamed what a you'll be. We in a shadow, we from the moon, our a few and over too soon. Whenever I feel up, I hold my erect and whistle a happy tune, so no one will suspect I'm up. While In my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm a...
The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I, the people I, myself as well.
Don't, your lovers, whatever you do, don't, because I'm a... All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a... of my own. I've had a... of my own, like yours.
Yeah, that's got to put you in the lead.
Right. I'm willing to go straight on. We can't follow that.
But we go over now to Tim and Willie, because there and your medley has got to come from South Pacific.
Look, dear. There is nothing like a...
Nothing in the world.
There is nothing you can... That is anything like a Bloody Mary is the girl I...
Some enchanted evening, you may see a strange... You may... A stranger across a crowded room.
And somehow you know...
Welcome.
You know even then that somewhere you'll turn again and again.
And then we wrote,
I'm gonna wash that right out of my hair.
And then we wrote,
£101 of fun. That's my little get a load of tonight. And speaking of my only 60 inches high, 80 inches packed with dynamite.
I'm as cancerous in August, I'm as normal as blueberry pie.
As normal?
No more a smart little girl with no. I have found me a wonderful. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional in my eye. And you will note there's a in my throat.
If I speak of that wonderful.
Marvellous. Very good.
We didn't get the piano till 6:30.
Well, that's got to put you in the lead. So that,
thank you.
The score at the end of that round is Graham and Barry, 106. Tim and Willie, 107. Colin Sell, 108. Now, this is the point in the programme that I've been looking forward to, because I take a back seat. So that I can listen enchanted to the team's announcements of the arrivals at the footballers' ball.
Who's
going to open the bidding?
Mr. and Mrs. Marsh and their bionic son, Rod Knee.
And now I'd like to welcome... Oh, they're just going. Well, Ernest, Muriel and Nicholas had just arrived, but now we've got to say... Bye, Ern, Mew, Nick.
Oh.
Well, they're going. It's all right. But won't be around long.
Well, will you welcome, please, now?
I'm welcoming.
All the way from Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. Champions and their diminutive son, Wee Arthur Champions.
Mr. and Mrs. Athletic with their son, rather prone to a hearty greeting. Aloha!
Athletic.
Please, Billy, welcome, please, two delightful ladies. The Bristol Cities, you can... you can hold them because they like their Huddersfield.
Oh. Bump the bundle.
Yeah. Pray prepare your lower tackles for Mr. and Mrs. Sheffield United and their Chef Hilda Wednesday.
Oh. Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Demicles and their Scottish West Country son, Hamilton Acker Demicles.
Please, will you welcome, please, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Field and their policewoman daughter, known as Anne Field the Cop, and her pyromaniac brother, best known as Arson Al.
Here's an attraction. Trips round the bay with an ex-prime minister royalty welcome. Captain Ted Heath and his crew, Alexandra.
Oh, look, here comes Dick Barton with his stupid brother, Dumb Barton. And a Sicilian visitor, Mr. and Mrs. Castarovas and their son, Don Castarovas.
Speaking of Sicily, right back here in England, will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Palace and their thieving son, Chris Till Palace. And on a personal note, please will you welcome Gwynners will be Derby County this season if there's any justice in the world, and their daughter, Lee Gwynners, will be Derby County this season if there's any justice in the world.
I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that I've been deducting marks for groans, and both teams are back exactly where they started half an hour ago. The two teams being Barry Crown and Graham Garden. Kimball Taylor and Willie Rushton. We'll be back next time. Until then, goodbye from all of us.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and William Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Simon Brett. ¶¶